Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. With me in the studio, Corey Earlham from the Australian Coalition for Equality and Sergeant Chris Warwick from Defglis. I'm not going to say all those words yet again. We've been hearing from Harley Dennett. We've heard from the Ministry of Defence. But I wanted to hear from someone who isn't gay himself, but is the father of a gay son, and that is Jeff Thomas. You just heard him bearding Tony Abbott on Q&A there, and he joins us live on the line now. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, tell us a bit about your time in the service. When did you join up? When did you first get involved in the military?
Well, I joined at age 15, and I went to a military school, the Army Apprentices School in Victoria. And I spent 9 years in the Army.
Now, when we spoke before, you said that at that time you were practically taught to be homophobic.
Well, that's correct. I mean, you've got to put this in context, but
this was when?
This was in 1965. Mm-hmm. We as 15-year-olds, as junior classmen at this school, were... it was inevitable for us that we would go to Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And when I finished my training at the military school, I did another 2 years training and then was sent off to Vietnam. But during my time at the military school, we were taught by religious padres, and they basically primed us up to believe that we were going to save our country and our mothers and sisters from being taken over by communists. And during those classes, we were taught that gays were evil people. Fundamentally, they were pedophiles, and that we should have nothing to do with them. Should society, for that matter.
Now, in terms of the general culture, then, presumably, if you found out that someone was gay, what happened?
Oh well. We just didn't, but I guess my expectation was that their feet wouldn't touch the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd be gone in a flash.
Were people beaten up and things like that if they were suspected?
I don't ever remember coming across any incident where somebody said that they were gay.
Okay. Now, Corey Earlham here from the Australian Coalition for Equality wants to join in the conversation here.
Jeff, I'm actually really smiling because you're one of the guys that inspired me last year when you did that question to Tony Abbott, so much so I learned how to put it on YouTube to make sure it never got deleted ever again. So thank you for your leadership. And I think the leadership that you showed there that was unique to everything else during the federal election was you were compassionate in explaining where you were coming from. And you talked about your background and the fears that you had to overcome, and so a lot of people were able to relate to you.
Yeah, look, it wasn't a difficult thing to do, I have to tell you. Probably about 15 years ago, I was introduced to a fellow who was a senior medical officer with New South Wales Department of Corrections, and he actually, after me making some sort of anti-gay comment about it being a lifestyle rather than something you're born with or situations you're born with, he set about convincing me, and he did, that gays are born, not made. To me, that's a pivotal point that heterosexuals need to arrive at to overcome, their fear and ignorance.
And Jeff, I guess the question I wanted to ask you was, because there's such a respect for people who have been veterans in the Defence Force, if we had somebody here in the studio now or somebody listening that sort of felt they were being a little homophobic or weren't aware they were being a bit homophobic in the Defence Force, what would you say to them about why it's not okay?
Well, it is okay because essentially, as I've said, to me, a fundamental thing was my acceptance that gays are born, not made. It's not a lifestyle choice. So once I have that in the back of my mind, when I look at gay people or interact with gay people, I see them as normal people. And as such, they're entitled to the respect and dignity that every other Australian or human being is entitled to. So to me, it's a realisation that they're just normal people.
We've also got Sergeant Chris Warwick from the Defence Force Gay and Lesbian Information Service here. He would like to have a word with you too.
Okay.
G'day, Jeff. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Mate, much like Corey, I was really touched by what you did. My father comes from the same generation as yours. When I came out to him, he said, well, you can't be gay, you're in the army. So, you know, I'm really appreciative that you took that stance, because he's always shared your same political view, but at least, you know, you've developed and progressed, and now you have the love of a loving son and partner. Well done, Jeff.
Well, thank you. Look, let me say this. When I went to Q&A, it was one of those opportunities. I didn't have a lot of time, maybe half an hour or so, to formulate that question. I did it because of the love of my son. I'm more than impressed that it's helped a lot of other people, and I hope it's a simple message, because it's not a difficult thing for straight people to overcome once you're taken from the sideline into the game, and you start to look at gay people as human beings. I mean, that sounds a terrible thing to say, but it's the truth.
The key thing here, I think, is that once you actually know some real gay people,
yeah.
In your case, it was your son who came out to you.
Yeah.
And it's something I've always said, and I'm going to say it for as long as I'm alive, I suppose, the most important thing any gay person can do is to come out.
Thank you, Harvey Milk.
And I have to tell you, I agree. Look, I mean, I've been involved with this, and like my son having come out for a little over 6 years. And from where I sit, and when I look at the difficulty and the vilification that's put onto gay people, my view, and like I know for a lot of young gay people this might be a very difficult thing to do, but it's my impassioned plea to gay people to take the risk and to come out. I think, although we've all heard a lot of disgusting stories about the way some parents and certainly other people in the workforce have treated gay people, it's my belief that the more gay people that come out, the more likely they will be seen as so-called normal members of society. And the more that happens, I think the less and less we'll see of the vilification and the discrimination amongst gays.
Jeff, you're a digger, you're a veteran. What was your take on the former SAS commando, Jim Wallace, come Christian lobby leader, view on Anzac Day?
Well, let me tell you, first of all, I was shocked, because as a soldier, I would have enormous respect for that man. You don't become the commandant of the SAS school without being a very, very high-level professional soldier. So he would have my instant respect. But I was shocked when I heard what he had to say. And really, it strikes at my own sense of national pride in Australia, because that's not what soldiers are there for. When I fought, I mean, and it sounds trite to people, but when I was in Vietnam, I really felt the Anzac spirit, and I was determined that I was doing something that was right for the country, and that we were doing a job that hopefully allowed Australia and Australians to live freely in a democracy off into the future. Now, I don't see it, and I'm sure there are no soldiers, certainly none that I'm aware, that know, do their job so that discrimination against one section of society can continue. I mean, I just don't see it. It's just not part of the psyche. And I was very, very disappointed in what he had to say. I'll say this too. I mean, he made that apology. We're talking about a man who's very highly disciplined, has enormous self-discipline. It would go.
I was going to raise that one. He knew exactly what he was doing.
And his apology was not for what he said. His apologies was for the time and the day that he said it.
Yes.
Yep. And I found that extraordinarily disappointing.
It was to us too. Well, look, Jeff, we're going to have to go because we're running out of time here. Thank you very much for joining us today.
And thanks for everything else that you're doing for us along the way.
I hope it's not too long before we see full equality for gay and lesbian people in Australia. It's certainly well and truly overdue.
And there's a message here from one of my listeners, Sarah, who says, if more men were like Jeff, Australia would be a better place. May his message be heard and embraced by others who are lacking understanding and compassion. And I think we'll all echo that one. Jeff, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks,
Jeff.
Bye.
Well, we're just about going to have to wrap it up at that point, I'm afraid, because we're pretty much out of time. Now, before we go, Chris, you just wanted to let everybody know how to contact Defglis.
Yes, thanks, Doug. Look, there is a Facebook page you can ask to join. We'll send a quick email back, find out a little bit of information about you, the motivations for joining, and then we'll introduce you to the group. Again, there is a Defglis email that people can send information to.
And you've got a web page, defglis.org.au?
Yeah, defence.org.
At defence.org.au.
So, just quickly, let me just say...
That's the email address.
Defglis, D-E-F-G-L-I-S.
I don't think there are too many organisations with D-E-F-G-L-I-S.
Just Google it, folks. You'll find it. And even if you don't, I'll put it up on the programme blog and you'll find it that way around.
Defglis.org.au, the website.
Yes. Okay, well, that's it for this week. My thanks to Corey Earlham and Sergeant Chris Warwick for their contribution, to our Washington correspondent, Harley Dennett, to the Parliamentary Secretary for Defence, Senator David Feeney, and a wonderful father and example to us all, Jeff Thomas.
And thank you to the only queen that I ever want to see in a royal wedding, Doug Pollard.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.